Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Michael Cohen, filling in for Cheryl today. Gas prices just keep going up, with a critical level broken this week. To find out where prices are heading, I'm talking to Patrick DeHaan, Senior Petroleum Analyst with GasBuddy.com. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you.
Now, the average price of gas in Michigan is now over $4 a gallon. Is this something we should get used to? And if so, what's your guess on how long we'll be in this range?
You know, it's unfortunate. Yes, it does look like we will be over $4 for a matter of weeks, if not a month or longer. A lot of what's going on is because of a tightness in gasoline supply that has formed just in the last couple months. We've seen inventories of gasoline drop like a rock. And it's funny because we have a lot of crude oil available. Refineries just not refining it quickly enough. And that's something that typically happens. Refineries undergo maintenance this time of year. And I'm hopeful that in the next couple weeks, they'll really get their act together and begin producing gasoline. And that, in turn, should lower prices here in the next month or so.
So it's the supply of oil is there. It's more the supply of gas that's the problem.
Exactly. It's the bottleneck that are the refineries. And right now, like I had mentioned, a lot of refineries using this time of year, this late winter, early springtime, to do maintenance on their facilities to get ready to produce as much gasoline as possible. They want to make sure they can operate all summer without any hiccups. And so there's a lot of speculation as well that with the drops in supply, that there may not be enough supply to meet demand. That's always a concern, but it never really pans out. So unfortunately, that has meant price increases, and you and I and all the other motorists out there stuck paying $4.19 a gallon today as prices rose yet again today.
You know, some are blaming the conflicts and instabilities in the Middle East as being one of the key factors. Do you see that as being a factor also?
I don't really see that a factor in the reason for the increases we've seen in the past month and a half. Perhaps before that, when prices were just shooting over to $3.30 or $3.40 a gallon, I would have said, yeah, certainly that was an impact back then. Now, like I said, in the last 8 weeks, we've kind of shifted our focus, and the drop in supply has been so big that now this has gotten everybody's attention, and we're fixated just on the supply of gasoline in this country, and it's dropped, believe it or not, over 30 million barrels just in the last 2 months. That's well over 10%. That's a huge number at a time of year when we need to start seeing gasoline inventories increase. So it doesn't come at a real good time, if there ever is a good time for this type of thing.
I see. So we've almost had a wave of an increase in price, and now we're seeing a spike on top of that.
That's right.
In terms of the effect on drivers, is there a delay typically between a spike in the price and the point where drivers really change their driving habits?
Well, a lot of people, you know, for some of them have already cut back as far as they can, but for many of us, we need gasoline no matter what time of the year, how high gas prices are going. We can't just put our cars away and bike 100 miles or so. So there's a lot of us that still need gasoline, and demand has remained pretty healthy for gas. And so that has also contributed to higher prices. You know, demand has not really dropped off significantly. And if it did, we would likely see a little bit of a break. But the economy is still doing well, and people are still using quite a bit of gasoline, and that's contributed to this pain at the pump.
$3 a gallon seems to be generally acceptable, but when you get up to four, people start to panic. Do you expect the government to take any particular action if prices remain high?
You know, that's very difficult. There's such a limited amount of things that the government can do, short of just taking over the industry. And there's so much reluctance. I mean, states are already in a very tough spot. State budgets are very low. We've had to trim the budget, as we're well aware in Michigan. Our state's not doing too healthy. And so Michigan, very reluctant to lower gas taxes or lower sales tax charged on gasoline. With prices going so much higher, the state has essentially made that much more money in collecting sales tax on gasoline. We're finding that governments are very unlikely to change what's going on. You know, they can certainly talk about investigations and to speculation to do things, but we haven't really seen a whole lot. Kind of like smoke and mirrors all up until this point. They talk a big game, but they really haven't delivered much just yet.
I mean, the price of oil itself, though, is at a 2.5-year high now. Is that just a cycle you expect to come down?
Well, you know, you'd mentioned oil, and it's, you know, it's well, like you'd mentioned, at records we haven't seen for about 2 years. But the important thing is that we have plenty of oil, and that's why oil is not even close to hitting a record high. It stands at about 113. Back in 2008, it hit almost 148. The thing here that we really could do to reduce prices is to pump more gasoline, that is, refine more oil into gasoline, because you would never know. But there's so much supply of oil in this country that they are racing to build capacity to store additional oil in the midsection of the country. A lot of oil is stored in this city, Cushing, Oklahoma, and that's where oil is delivered that is traded on the New York Mercantile Exchange. And there's so little storage available that oil companies are essentially racing to build more. So the problem here is very unique. We have so much oil, but refineries just not refining it quick enough. And as long as refineries can get back on their feet, well, this should be a short problem. You know, I certainly don't expect prices to go down under $3, but we should spend a limited amount of time here where we are today over $4.
Now, this change in refineries, this is an annual change, right?
This is something that generally does happen every year. It just so happens that this year it's been a little bit worse. The timing has been a little off. We haven't gotten any help. You know, the storms in the south that we've seen this week have pushed a few refineries offline as well from power outages. Can't refine gas unless you have power. So we're really seeing problems taking oil and producing it into gasoline. And so, you know, and then combine that with the maintenance that refineries do this time of year to prepare for summer driving season. And we really could use a lot more gasoline. I wish we had gasoline reserves because oil reserves, they don't do us a whole lot of good right now. We really could use a lot more gasoline.
Are we going to break the previous record for the price of gas?
It really appears so. Michigan average stands at about $4.10. It's been rising all day because increases hit this morning. We went up to about $4.19 in majority of areas. You know, that is just 6 cents away from an all-time record high that we've set. So it's very possible, it's very likely that between now and the time refineries get their act together here in the next few weeks that we will blow through that $4.25 record. So I don't think it's if, it's when.
Is there any real way to save money on fuel other than not driving?
Well, it's very difficult to do. Save on fuel. Well, there's certainly different ways to spend less on gasoline. And I'll give you an example here out of West Michigan today. We saw prices go up just like everywhere else. There are still stations charging, well, it looks like 406. I'm checking Gas Buddy right now. Some stations at 406, majority of them at 419. So you take the difference there, and you could save up to 13 cents a gallon by using technology to find out where the cheapest gas is. Of course, that's where Gas Buddy comes in and our army of volunteer price spotters that try and help each other save at the pump. But beyond using technology and Gas Buddy and not driving, there's just a limited amount to what people can do. Perhaps slowing down when they're driving, but that's very difficult.
In essence, you're saying we're, as a public, we're almost helpless to this variance in gas prices, and it's something that's so essential for us.
That's right. We are very helpless. We rely on gasoline so heavily that there's just a limited amount we can do in a short amount of time to undo that reliance.
Maybe it's time for Americans to start driving hybrids.
Well, hybrids or driving electric vehicles, but you know, quite frankly, I can't afford just running out and getting a vehicle. I'd invite somebody to buy one for me. Exxon sure could afford it with the amount of money that they've made, but then again, they're a business, and they're not in business to buy people vehicles. So it's tough. We'll have to move towards the electric and hybrid vehicles, but we don't necessarily have the money to just go out and run and buy one.
Okay, and finally, looking ahead at the price of gas, we do have this, I guess we call it a mini spike on top of this longer increase that we've seen since the beginning of the year. How long are we going to be in the range of $4 or so?
I think we'll spend perhaps a total of 1 to 2 months out of this year above $4. You know, prices could eventually hit, you know, close to $4.50 or just under that. But like I said, a good majority of the year, we should remain under $4. Anywhere from $3.50 to $4 is best educated guess based on what's going on today. Now, everything, as we've seen, the Middle East can destabilize in a heartbeat. So that's based on what I see today. If things kind of hold true, that would be my forecast. So a little bit of an asterisk there.
Patrick DeHaan, Senior Petroleum Analyst with GasBuddy.com. Thank you for joining me, Patrick.
Thanks so much.
We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.